The first Buena Vista wasn't this Buena Vista. It was a house built by John and Lavinia Bick. And wasn't it a school, Alexia?
St. Cecilia Catholic School for Girls.
This place is a historical artifact.
Bomani Gupton and Alexia Thompson sit at a small table in their school library, heads bent close together as they look at old photographs of the first Buena Vista, a private home and then a Catholic convent, before becoming one of Nashville's earliest schools and one of its oldest neighborhoods. Ann Turner is one of the project's coordinators. She says student response has been great.
They have really gotten hooked on the history pieces that we have dealt with, and you can just see excitement and questions upon questions, and that shows that real learning is taking place.
The Buena Vista community was established before the Civil War by freed slaves. 50 years later, the working-class neighborhood was predominantly German and Irish. Today, Buena Vista is again African-American. Renovating the elementary school is part of an urban renewal effort for this North Nashville district. Closed for more than 20 years, the school reopened in 2003. Again, Ann Turner.
These students are ones that have been bused out for a number of years and are now able to come to a neighborhood school. They've been excited about telling, well, my mother came here, my father came here. You see excitement as they see a connection that's personal to them.
To help the children regain that community connection, Turner and resource teacher Mary Harvey received a $10,000 grant from the History Channel. Since the school student body is almost entirely African American, Turner and Harvey have focused the fourth graders' attention on the achievements of Nashville's Black community, as well as the school's history. Field trips to historic sites have been a popular part of the project. Students have gone to the Civil Rights Room at the library, Belmead Plantation, and Fort Negley, which was constructed largely by Black Union soldiers during the occupation of Nashville. 9-year-old Alexia Thompson.
What I learned from the most was the time we went to Fort Negley, and we learned that the Texas soldiers came over here to help out our Civil War. They came to help us out because Tennessee and Texas had a really good connection.
The students have also been collecting oral histories. For the past 2 weeks, working in pairs, they have been interviewing people who lived in the Buena Vista neighborhood at least 60 years ago. People like Edith Shutt.
Where did you attend elementary school?
Went to Buena Vista from the 4th to the 6th grade.
What years did you attend elementary school?
37 through 40-something.
Were your school and classroom segregated or desegregated?
They were segregated back then.
Alexis Cole talked to Etha Green.
Did you like living in your neighborhood?
I loved living in my neighborhood. We had wonderful, wonderful neighbors. If you needed anything, all you had to do was go to your neighbor and say, could I borrow a cup of sugar? And you'd pay it back. But you'd borrow the cup of sugar.
The students' research on their neighborhood wouldn't be complete without learning about Jefferson Street, which in the 40s, 50s, and 60s was the place for African Americans to go to hear music. As the smiling class gathers around him, bluesman Johnny Jones cradles his red electric guitar on his lap, giving the children a taste of his music while he talks about his many years as a regular at the Jefferson Street clubs.
From 28th Street all the way up to 14th Avenue with clubs. This was a kind of like a little strip. It was kind of a pop-off valve for us, you know. We had the pressure of segregation on it, but the music kept us, it was an outlet there. We had fun, you know, and we wasn't killing each other like we're doing now.
This morning at 10, the fourth graders at Buena Vista Elementary School will share with representatives from the History Channel and the general public some of what they've learned from their research, the timeline they've created, the interviews they've done, the documents and photographs they've collected, and the places they've been. Bomani Gupman's favorite part.
I would rather go on a field trip than sit in school all day because, for one, you find all kinds of stuff that you didn't know about. And then for two, you don't have to hear the teachers talk all the time.
The students' work will air later nationally on the History Channel and locally on Metro's Government Access Channel. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Bain.